Every time I put the blinds down on a window, Esty comes running in and jumps up. She's just like, no. Yeah. Did you fix it, or did you yell at a robot to fix it? Yep. I interviewed with somewhere, and they were just like asking me about AI stuff, and it was very clear they just knew so much less. And it was just awkward because they would say it in like a self-deprecating manner, but they weren't joking about it. It was just like pity. So like they were asking me about like some frameworks that I use. I was like, I use LangChain, whatever, this, like that. And then they're like, we don't use frameworks because our code isn't complicated enough. We wish we knew how to. And it's just like, okay, I guess that's why you're hiring. But it's weird. Have you tried vitamins, Mike? Caffeine's a hell of a drug. What do you mean? I don't work in a monorepo anymore. So I did work. Mostly. I did work with someone else's code for a little bit and was like a product manager who suddenly thinks he can write AI code because he keeps referring to himself as a machine learning and AI specialist. But I'm like, you're a product manager who has access to GitHub Copilot. Let's not pretend like you know what's happening. So like I was working on this repo and then another team just straight yoinked it, the people who are actually technical. And the other team just constantly makes fun of him now. They're like, this is the biggest pile of garbage. I was in a meeting once. I was just like, you guys should have seen what it was like before I fixed some of it. And then their senior engineer was just like, every once in a while, I look at code and I go, wow, I actually kind of like this one. And then I look at the diff and it was from you. He built a repo with 1.2 million lines of code in 2.5 weeks. It's Python. That shouldn't be possible. There were 5 different virtual pip environments. Was if any one of the packages didn't work and it's like, hey, maybe we should try to update or not update something, they would just make a new one. I saw one file that was over 100,000 lines. Yeah. But this guy's a machine learning engineer. Yeah. Why do you use an agents.md or claude.md? Oh. So when you use a coding agent, you set up a thing called at your top level. It's like a README, but in all caps, you write agents.md. That's for all of them. Claude.md is what Cursor looks at. Cursor should also look at no, sorry. Claude should also look at agents too. Inside this, these are general instructions for your repo. So you can have it generate its own agents, but then you can add additional things like my agents. I use things like do not reinvent the wheel when possible. Use blank. Or do not use virtual environments. Do this. Do not commit or push any code. I do not let it push or commit because it just is like, I hate it. I hate it. So I say, do not. And then I say, use sub agents when possible to keep main context reduced. After every milestone change, run your linters and your tests and verify no regressions, fix if there is. And I have like 10-ish of those. And it makes it much better. Makes it much better. Yeah, exactly. And then have it first make the agents.md before you do it, because it'll do things like give high-level directory structure that it will understand. It'll be like, oh, this directory is this and this. And then also, my favorite way to use coding agents is spec-driven development. So you create a little folder called specs, and then you write MD files with instructions where you'd say things like, I want you to make this ex I want you to split this file into three things and make your specs like 30 to 40 lines. And then from Claude Code CLI, you just say implement this file. Or if it's a complicated one, I go to plan mode, shift tab, say make a detailed plan for this. And then it'll say, do you want me to just run it? And I go, no, output it to an MD file under the specs directory, like plan.md. Then I go over its super detailed thing, make sure it's not doing something stupid. Then when it is, I switch back to Claude, put it into autopilot mode, and just send it. Yeah. I like to make the spec file with an editor, use plan mode to make the plan from the spec, output it to another plan to double check it. But when they're simpler tasks, I'll usually just say, make a plan for this, and then immediately go, yes, do it in autopilot. Out of my head. Fun for other if other people don't know, one funny thing is OpenAI released a model 5.5 recently, but they also have an open source version of their like Claude code. It's called Codex, and people are like, why does it have a bunch of comments about don't mention goblins? Because apparently their state-of-the-art model is obsessed with goblins. So it's always trying to loop goblins back into the conversation. So when you use it and you don't use it through like Codex or like ChatGPT.com, you have to basically be like, hey, by the way, do not reference goblins or raccoons or any other green mythological scavengers unless it's explicitly relevant to the user query. Yeah. Yeah, with the rapid disassembly of the rocket. What's for the Tsar Bomb? Yeah, I think it's one. I saw something on Instagram where people were complaining about like Bikini Island. I believe that's where they did the original testings for the bomb. And yeah, and I saw people talking about it, They're like, this is the biggest tragedy, the most loss of life or something like that in the mid 20th century. And I was like, you guys don't realize where the other bombs were dropped, right? Like, guys, it's sad, don't get me wrong, but we were testing it out somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah. So we're there. We decide we will talk to every single person that will listen to us. And honestly, we also chatted to people who didn't want to listen to us. But we said we are going to force this. So we chatted with, excuse me. Sorry, so Leo does this cute thing where he drags his massive dog bed to other rooms that he wants to be in. So now there's just like this massive dog. And I mean like it's like a big dog bed. He just drags around the house and on beds. Anyway, so we chatted with a large group of people. So in no particular order, I'm gonna go down how we chatted with them. We chatted with people who make planes, who dropped a really intense possibility. They didn't make military planes. Oh, the people who did shipping far out into the different horizon, who was just like, hey guys, maybe all the people from Raelion not dead. It's like that's a really crazy heavy thing to just drop on some strangers, but okay. We saw the plane people. And then we saw them setting up a plane, and we're like, "Eh." I don't know why we didn't do anything else. We're like, "Eh." We talked to the Pale Lantern Society. Yeah, good. Oh yes, and we homies. Yeah, we're homies with Hildimrand. We saw the Pale Lantern. We saw the Pale Lantern folks, and they were dicks. And they're definitely allied with Grayson, but they're dicks. Radiant Arms, nice people, at least seemingly. Who else should we chat with? Ooh, we sent a dream message to the runaway turncoat crow, and then turns out she didn't show up. She sent another crow, and then there was like an awkward like, oh, I guess we gotta talk to the head gun guy over here, who's definitely also with Grayson, probably. So we said, nah. We talked to a weird guy who doesn't have anything noticeable about him at all. And he's really mean, actually. I think the only thing I know about this guy is he's mean. He's pretty mean. We saw an old man and his secretary, and he was totally going to die. And we knew actually that from the beginning. And spoiler alert, he did die. Who else we talked to? I think those are the main ones, right? Yeah, we said we'll save the rest for the party. So we get to the party. We start hanging out. We're talking to a cool lightning dude. All of a sudden, evil Harlequin guy's like, hey guys. You guys gotta start sacrificing. And then he just like makes the old man, I don't know, like bend backwards and die, and then Johnny's like, I gotta go save him, and our guy was like, I don't think we should get that close, but I guess we'll go. So we go, we try to save him, then he opens up a void portal, and then we saw our old horsies come out. Oh, and Grayson's still a dick. Even this one. Well, we're not confirmed. It was we didn't know if he was sent or not, to be fair. And he was a dick. Yeah. Well, I know what a 50 look. That's like a 50 though. Is that even a 0.7? Yeah. Well, that's why I think it'd be like. the secretary just explode? Is the secretary? Twenty-5 from my sight. So I'm seeing you've labeled some people, but you haven't labeled everyone. So are we just going to assume if they're not labeled, they're not important? I just want to know because I don't expect the scale people to necessarily be like helping us and the other people, but I don't want our allies to die and be like, you guys didn't look at them. Okay. Because I was like, I gotta protect Paavo, but I was like, I feel like Bish and the Protectorate are fine. Paavo's in the top right. I see him. Yeah. Just double checking he doesn't have bodyguards. Yeah, okay. Ch gosh, spend your Saturday making tokens for 50 different NPCs that are lore accurate. I had Grayson spelled differently. I thought it was with an E. Hey, did you say no wonder they suck? Take that back! USA! USA! Where's that guy? Cutoff block? Is he on here? Cutoff block? Oh, and then where the protectorate? Okay. Who are they around? Are those the run gunners? Walter Stoke. Yeah, the evil people. Oh, no, no, no. Is one of them wearing green? Yeah. Verdant Holdings isn't green? All right. Okay. Okay, so it looks like, and then who is Ishel again? Okay. So top right, homies. Bottom left, we got the protectorate, homie. Not homies around them. Bottom right, I think homies. Top left, ops. They're ops right there. All right. Game. Yeah. Since I was helping the body before it exploded, can I do a medicine check initiative roll? It's the only time in my life I'm ever going to be able to. Yeah. Fun fact, my medicine roll is the exact same as my perception. Didn't want to tell you that to peer pressure you into it. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Did we do you guys want to go? Do you guys want to go top right? Should we split up? Some go top right, or I thought we were gonna leave. Yeah. Now let's fuck. Oh, no, I didn't mean leave the enemy. I just meant go to where some allies are. I didn't want like the protectorate to get 1v5'd, but never mind. Never mind. Yeah, but here's the thing, Josh. Here's the thing. I know we can leave, but we want fame, accolades, and whatever these things are going to drop and potentially go into where they came from. We're not leaving. You don't know about that? You don't want to jump into the void? Do it. Cowards. What's his name and social security number, Josh? Hell yeah. What org was he with? They're like our loose allies. They think they're too big and bad. If some of them die, that's okay. Oh. Good thing you didn't hear me say that. You think we're gonna get some beautiful essence for our hearts if we kill these guys? I hope so. Oh. Yeah, I no longer want to jump into the where they came from anymore. Oh. Yes. Just need to do that. Okay. So we don't get to. I don't know what's happening anywhere else, right? Because no one else has moved. We're pretty high in the initiative. Okay. So I'll start to swing it. Okay. I'll start to swing it. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Josh, I got it. Okay, I'm gonna cast a spell first. Benediction. You know me. And I believe I can once per round. Oh, so on subsequent ones, so I can't make it a bigger right now. So I'll do this. Then I'll take a swing, I think. You know, it's like a yeah, I'll take a swing at the Skyrim. Hell yeah. Yeah. So I'll take a this juicy little swing. All right. Well, I'll just do another sweep. One, two. No, this will be my final action. So instead, I'll raise my shield. Yeah. All right. Does this did that raise my shield? I don't think it actually did. Okay. Yeah. I should have brought my big shield for this. Why didn't I know that this party was going to require a big shield? I honestly should have known that. I should have known that, actually. Yeah. Good thing Johnny can fly, right? Yeah. Can you hit him? Can he get smacked? Yay! Damn it! As the divine. That's good for me, actually. Good to know. Reflex, you said? Wow. I don't. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna re-roll that. Much better, though. Yes! Fuck Taz! Is Taz the lightning guy? Oh. The one that said our org was. The one who said we were too small. Maybe he shouldn't work with us. Yeah, we gotta save his ass. Yes, he's in the benediction. Oh, never mind. Yeah. Yeah, so everyone's an ally to me besides the Pale Lantern Society and Grayson. And Grayson's people.
Is this guy part of the host or is he part of the primary team? Okay. I feel like Anzu also knows that Argao is about to drop
his divine wrath again. I'm not saying make a check, but just we're gonna find out one of those types pretty soon.
Okay. We should get some cold iron if we can somehow on this journey.
He just caws really loudly. What? They're gonna leave Taz? We need Taz. We need Taz. We need Taz. We can bring you back from the dead. We can't him. If you go unconscious, you live. He doesn't.
Johnny, if you got a dip, I will not take it offensive, obviously, so. Good, good. I think that's best for you to do that. Thank God it doesn't have a something to stop that manipulate action. I was scared.
Did Anzu's things say they were unholy, or just that they were weak to holy? Do I know? Does that mean they're unholy? Okay.
We'll go for the car. It hurts. That'd been really bad for Rodic. Doesn't know it's optimal. Then he tripped himself.
Oh.
I'll roll the 26. I really hope these are for the Protectorate. Got a 43 for my plus 26. Start killing Walter Stoke and the other. Rocky, no. Argyle can join them. He only gets one with Divine Wrath. It's an AoE. It's an AoE, and he's only going for one? No, it only does friendlies. Also, if it's potentially going to hit some of us, I don't know if it would do damn depending on your sanctity. Sorry. So what will? What will? What will? Does he have anything that makes it bump up to a success if it's a fail?
Or a critical success? Okay. Yeah. You only deal damage to enemies. No, you only deal. This is one of the spells, yeah. Sorry. Okay. I get it. I get it. I get it. So, yeah, I was like, he liked Argyle enough to spare him, but the other people, he's like, fuck it, they can die. Yes, I like that. He didn't have to kill them either, but he's like, eh. No, because the spell makes it so you don't have to target people in the area that are allies. I see. Yeah. Yeah. For when I become a protectorate, that's why you have to clarify that. What a freak. The Chiron are lower than level 6 guy, or 12 guys. That's good. Oh, I'll roll one of them. Oh, you can roll a tenner. No, no, do it. Do it. Tenner.
R slash R.
Yeah. No, no. No, do it again. I rolled one before already. Actually, I shouldn't let Noah roll. He's been rolling badly.
Yeah! He got average!
Ah.
I take it back. The scale's way cooler.
Good thing the host left.
I think actually in the liturgy, it literally says that the host is like the best friends with the scale versus the other ones. Yeah, I didn't say they were good friends, but they were the best of the other ones.
He's one of the good ones, guys. That's why he's better than the Protectorate, even though they're so cool.
Excuse me, what? Suddenly their heart's bigger now.
Does it go through to hit that person behind it?
It's like a comic, like wind around a shell. A shell gets pushed back.
You just said they don't have offensive magic? I thought one just used a breath weapon. Oh. Okay. The way Josh is saying that, it's like he wants me to cast that. They have divine magic. They have divine abilities. All right.
Oh, 31.
19 naturally. But we also look good in front of our Prime Meridian friends.
Yeah.
Because we're definitely making that known as they're running. We're like, run! Even though we already see they're running, we're like, go!
Ooh.
Do you guys think Grayson's do you think Grayson's Kyren is gonna be nice? Mm-hmm. Will Jethro know that Grayson's trying to eat him? Argyle got 32. Yeah. I'm going to shout that Grayson dominated it. Mara is going to fuck this thing up. So it's all right. I'm shouting so Jethro can also hear that he's being dominated by Grayson. No, this is good. This is good.
No, don't group up around Benny.
I think the Chiron's better, but go for what you need. I like how you tried to sandwich that in there. You're like stride, step, or strike? I don't think you need a. They haven't done an attack of opportunity, so I think you could just regular stride 5 feet. Yeah. That bitch. Now, yeah. Oh, no resistance. I'll reroll. Does the second part of his double slice go off? He can't stop at double slice once it's gone. Is that a rule? That train's moving.
Oh, but double slice. Wait. Double slice groups the damage together, so this won't have triggered until a second hit. Yeah. Thank you, glorious creature. He has a bunch of guilt after killing the... As he sticks the ice pick in the brain, he realizes... That's a Benny. Yeah. Okay, all right. Johnny, I may need a heal at some point. Because I'm not going to heal myself. And I cast Divine Wrath! Yeah, and I'm just going to plop it right there so it should get everyone. That are foes! Okay. No. So, yeah, you'll need to make that save. No. And this is whole. Well, it's not great, but it's holy at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. All right. So then I will do a little thing where I will treat wounds on myself with battle medicine. Never mind, Johnny. I hopefully don't need this. All right. Critical success, so I get to hero point as well. And finally, I will stride in front of my comrades. You guys got them, right? You're fine. I'm going to get in front of Jethro instead. And I'm just going to say, cover behind my shield! And then hold up. Not raising my shield because I don't have actions. But like, metaphorically, I'm shielding him. Just not physically shielding him. Yeah. And then again, I point at the humble Chiron and go, Grayson is controlling it.
Johnny might have to heal Benny instead.
He's Gucci.
Missed.
Who we thought was a friend. He's like, hey!
Ooh, who's she? That's bullshit, Josh. Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes, good choice, good choice. Our assassin mind bird.
Can we just average those out to just a hit? What are the treats on that? Okay. I already got that. I already got my medicine check out. I already taped up, so it's all good. Good thing I can now break curses, maybe. I already rolled, so someone else do it. I owe my second roll. Oh, so small, so small. All right, summon roll. I will also be yelling at Jethro to, he should run. Yeah, I would have said to run right. I think, yeah. I don't know if you'd listen.
Yeah.
Oh, does Grayson still need to see? Is that why he's hanging out? A little sicko. Well, at least if we jump him now, he's probably losing two of his highest level spell slots. And he still has fifth and fourth level spells. I'll do the 28. Four for Bish, if he's the 28. Double crit, quadruple damage.
There's a medic dedication feat called Doctor's Visitation where you can move and stride at the same time. Is there like a Benny dedication where it's just like Harmesis visitations where it's just like running and slashing? Chucky. Yeah, just Chucky. Little Benny running. Oh, well, there's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Something charge, I think, actually.
Yeah.
He does have resistance. He has resistance 45. And then strike. Well, you should still block Jethro, though.
Right below you.
All right, you think you can kill the vicious, but the vicious thing goes before. All right, well, if it goes for Johnny, then we're fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. You have a strike. Oh, stand. Yeah, seeing my newfound friend, hopefully, run off. Argyle's going to go into his doctor's bag, ignore his medications, and instead produce this glass vial with a golden cap. Holy water. He's going to hum a little prayer and then turn. And then I guess the best way to describe this is 360 no-scope. And I have 500 feet, so I'm going to put it over here. And I'm going to roll damage. This should have an additional 66 spirit if they're unholy. Okay. Not great. Do I roll unholy? Yes! Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And just in a ridiculous amount of water gushes out of this little capsule, and then you see it like kind of steam a little bit as it touches the fiends. And then they just dissolve into it. And then Argyle is now going to move away from these fucking freaks. And get a move to Ray. I got one action. Yeah, I'll move here, and then I'll raise my shield. No, I'm not going to raise my shield. I should just get in front of my axe, and yeah, I'll be here. No shield raised. Two actions to move there.
Yeah, you should.
I might need a heal if you got one, Betty. No, sorry, Johnny. And I'm going to, as I run in front and then just get slashed again, I'll be like, Jethro, you got to get out of here, man. You're causing me a lot of pain, man. right. Ah, damn it. If I would have timed it better, I would have ran there and then turned to Jeffro and said, now watch this drive. Oh no, if Jethro's fucking bad, I'm gonna be so upset. Kill Jethro. Kill him if he's bad. Kill Jethro if he's bad, I'm serious. Kill Jethro. I don't like him anymore. He's gotta go. He's gotta go. Doesn't matter. He's gotta go.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that. But we got Jeffro, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm healed. Thank you.
Guess we gotta go in, guys. Maybe we rest first and then we go in. They're gonna go home and just beat their wives. Their wives are also protectorates, guys.
Wait. Before he leaves, I'm gonna stab Chip.
Yeah.
Game a doctor's visitation. Not doctors, a little battle medicine.
Which group is he with again?
I ask him.
Yeah, let's chat more later. You should go home. I give him some ibuprofen. Take this, drink a glass of water, go to bed. If you're still feeling sick, send your Harlequin for mine. Yeah. I will go and administer. I'll administer aid to anyone who's injured. Including not us. I'd even aid other groups. Oh no. Not magically. Oh, so.
I make a religion check. Yeah. I also casted heal, and that got Benny and me, and then I would have done in a place that Bishop and anyone else who is could take the healing as well. So in game, Argyle's not sure if Gratian is a lich. So he's not going to directly try to harm him, but he's going to offer Grayson as an olive branch he can come in. Okay. Argyle knows why. Well, thinks he knows why, but also... Okay. No, I know, but... Sorry, let me just roll my religion check first. Recall knowledge. Okay. Can I make it as a medicine check? No. My diplomacy thing. Okay. Yeah. I rolled really high on my die. I know what he did, but anyway. God, he's so likable, though. Yeah.
Wait. Why are you scared about 48 points? Why is that the?
Oh. I think you'd be. I think you could do it. Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's fine. He's made.
I'm gonna. Sorry, go ahead. You guys. Should we go regroup with our the folks up top? You say in nature. I will not make. Can I make a treat wounds? On a bird?
Battle medicine, Othello.
That's for Othello. Should we be doing that? No, no, continue, continue. That's fair. Medicine? Oh.
Can I?
Can I try scavenging from the Chiron slash take its head as a trophy? Yeah. Or if I got a vibe, then anything else is also good. Actually have a plus 13, but I rolled worse. Eighteen for the check to see if any part of it's good from the Chiron. The bishop. Yeah. I thought it'd be funny. So, bishop, what do you think? Yeah. Yeah. You think if someone else takes your heart, you die? Unless you join a new group. Yeah. Yeah.
And this wall is different from the other wall that we just can't get past, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Oh, so we did it. Okay. Grayson's still here, right?
They're animating them. Those motherfuckers. We should go. Did you want to go into the hole? Oh, you saw an orb? Oh. How far? How far is the orb?
All right, wait, you make Benny silent, and then yeah, and we then he runs in. Yes.
Oh, Benny can hold that. Benny could do that. All right. Benny, fucking run. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Make him quiet. No, yeah, don't worry about it. Or you go little guys first and then Benny. Oh, you're right. Yeah. All right. I'll cast guidance as well. Do you have Godspeed, Benny? Yes. Super Saiyan. Yeah, he needs silence. No, that way so they can. Yeah. They probably heard the bird. That's not tremor sense. If they. Well, the bird's not touching the ground, so it wasn't tremor. Are they around the orb? Okay. I'll go in as just a shield guy for Mind Bird. Hopefully I'm not needed. So the three of us, are going to go and wait by the door, and then kid's going to go running. Sounds good. Yeah. And I'm going to cast a moonlight, Ray. Well, hopefully we can. How fast can you move it around? If it's 80 feet, can you just get there and back and before the end of the round? So we're just slowing you down by coming in. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. But you don't get. Anzu, come right by the end. You're not by the. All right. Go.
Yes.
All right, go, Benny, go. Grab it. Oh, she can just grab it. Hero. Oh, yes. He grabs and backflips.
Oof.
Run, Benny. You don't want to pull four away? Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Now we all just run. It'll definitely go in front of us. I have a feeling we really just should have let Benny go by himself, but whatever. The silence, we should have been like, all right, well. Well, if Benny hangs out around us, they won't be able to see us again. Yeah. I think I can push people through, right? Yeah, so say to keep a silence. Yeah. It's okay. Anzu, Shavanzu. Oh, it's gonna hurt. Okay. All right, well, I'm down. Yeah. You guys can always pull us out from the other side too, so. It looks like Anzu and Johnny are gonna have to pull us out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are gonna have to pull us out. I roll a 20, I don't come up, right? I think that's what happens. I'm just gonna use all my hero points. I only have one to just stabilize. Yeah. You just gotta pick us and drag us, boys. Yeah. Okay. I think it's I think it's one action to grab and then one action to strive with your movement speed reduced by half. So that's what, so you guys should have three actions to do this. Yeah, one action. Yeah. It's actually really clutch, Benny. Push two people so there's two to pull. Because if you didn't push two people, we wouldn't have had a hand to pull. So this is actually perfect. Yeah. Yeah. If you can soothe, yeah. And then. Amazing. If you up Argyle, Argyle can up Benny. Yeah. Do you have a soothe? Yeah, I healed him. Did are you soothing, Johnny? Yeah. He should. Yeah. You can bring up. Yeah. Ooh, very nice. I got health potions on me if you want to grab, but. I think that's just 2d8. I assume if these are the ones I was making. Right. So what's the order now? Oh yeah. There is 2d8 plus 5. So plus 5. Me? Go grab the orb.
Maybe Anju should grab the orb, and then we'll reach through the portal, grab Anju, and pull him out.
Oh yeah, grab the orb and run. You have a gravity well left?
Pull it and you back through the portal.
Man, bird!
Yeah.
We're going to grab this thing and run.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay, can I talk to you alone? That's a good game, good session.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. We also got in our own way at the end. We definitely shouldn't have followed Benny, but we're like, let's make this more complicated. But like, we knew they wouldn't echolocate. No, we knew they only had echolocate, and Benny ran super fast, but we all. Yeah. Now we know for next Void Heart. We know for next Void Heart. Well, Benny would have made it out without them being able to do anything to him. I thought Benny spent multiple actions just pushing everyone else through. That means he could have gone through, right? Yeah. 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 Okay. So we got to get the Void Heart next session. Because now, can you put it on the map, Josh? I mean, yeah, they might just try to, I don't know, dominate it, and then we have to deal with one of these things in the future.
Yeah. Bishop and Lance and Ishella is also here, so maybe all three groups could
take care of it. Yeah. Because and they're just going to be like, maybe you guys shouldn't have been fucking with this thing. And we sealed it. And we sealed the thing's gonna sealing now. So we closed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Grayson's gonna be like, these people are fucking crazy. Like, these people are crazy. I assume Grayson's not going to see this weird orb and weird thing and immediately in 6 seconds be like, that's my orb. Let's hope that doesn't happen. That'd be some crazy level. It's 6 seconds. Yeah. All right. Well, adios, sweet judges.
Yes.